Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Today's show is brought to you by Fandor. Sign up online or in the app for a free 1 week trial. Just $4.99 a month for your all access pass. Playing now on Fandor is Coach of the Year. In this film, a former professional football player returns from the Vietnam War after being paralyzed. He tries to secure a job as a football coach but is unsuccessful. After visiting a juvenile correction facility, he decides to become a coach there.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another Fandor Video Podcast. My name's Hooman. Here I am with my incredible co-host, Chris Kelly.
Hey. How you doing, Hoom?
Good, Chris.
And, of course, the wonderful Brent.
Thank you so much.
Rocking it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Today, we get to highlight a film that's actually on the Fandor platform. Woo! We'd like to welcome to the show, Frasier Prince. Hello, Frasier.
Welcome, Frasier.
Hey, Frasier. Thanks for having me. You guys are having a lot of fun over there.
Frasier's film is Crackdown Big City Blues, which we're going to talk about in a second. But, Frasier, who are you? Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you were a New York City police detective, an actor. Give us a little bit of your background.
Okay. I started out in the entertainment business first. In the early 70s, worked on a film called The Education of Sonny Carson. So I'm a former actor from Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy, and done several commercials, national commercials, Coca-Cola, Nestle, Soup Time, Bowler News. Had a series on PBS at one time called Getting to Know Me, and who was directed by William Greaves, a notable director. And after, during my act back, I put this, in 1982, I produced a pilot, a TV pilot featuring Dawn Lewis. And then the business started getting slow. So I went into the police department in 1983.
So you went from acting to police work.
Totally different.
That's fantastic. That's pretty wild.
A different, total different world. But however, it did help me when I worked in the narcotics.
I'm sure.
I worked in narcotics as an investigator and as a undercover.
Undercover.
So
it's acting.
Yeah. So being theatrical.
A little bit higher stakes, but a little bit more dangerous.
Right. Being theatrically trained at the Black Theater Workshop under Dr. James Scott Kennedy at Brooklyn College, it really helped me being out there. They call it, and let me tell you, one thing is ironic. Like, you have a film set when you're out there buying them drugs. They call that the films. They call that the set also.
Very nice.
So, Frasier, tell us about Crackdown Big City Blues. What is this film about?
Crackdown Big City Blues is a small film that my former partner, Paul DeSilver, who wrote and produced and directed, I produced it along with him. And it's a anti-drug film, and it's about the crack epidemic era, which was from the mid 80s to the early 90s. And it's a community that band together that want to drive these drug dealers out. And you have this big drug dealer named Kuzak and running everything. And got the neighbors and everybody going scared, and is based on real incidents. Because I myself grew up in the hood and so did Paul. So we wanted to make this anti-drug film called Crackdown Big City Blues.
Oh, okay. So, Chris, this is interesting. Frasier is working with our boss, Phil Hopkins.
Excellent.
And they're doing a retrospective of Crackdown Big City Blues.
Oh, that'll be fantastic.
So it's now a feature and a documentary. So, Frasier, what's it like working with Phil? We're dying to know, because we know him in a certain capacity, but you know him in a different capacity.
Phil's a great guy. I mean, very nice guy. He's very to the point. He's strictly business, you know, however, but he wants to get through projects. He wants to do productions and do things. He's very...
Can I interrupt you? Hold
on. He's very methodical.
He is very methodical. So you're telling me you and Phil don't do any chit-chat, huh? You're only talking about the project. No, hi, how are you? What'd you do this weekend? Nothing like that, huh?
No. Straight to business.
Well, we're going to give you some advice, Frasier. You want to have some chit-chat with Phil? Take him out to sushi.
It's definitely sushi.
Get him some sushi and get him some sake. He will open right up. Do you ever go out to Boston? You're in Pennsylvania, correct, Frasier?
Yes, I'm in Pennsylvania, but I'm originally from New York City. But I did meet up with Phil a couple of times. One time we had lunch in New York, and not recently. Recently, we met up in Hackensack, New Jersey.
Nice. All right. So, what's your hope, Frasier, when people watch your film and this retrospective? What are you hoping they walk away with?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, what they're going to walk away with, they're going to say, wow, that's what the drug epidemic was back then in the early 80s. And what happens is that we open up this time capsule. And because my partner passed away in 1997, and it was sitting in his brother's room, just rotting away. And one day, the doors open up. One of my production partners, Jim Markovic, introduced me to Phil.
Okay.
And Phil looked at the movie and said, hey, we need to do something with this. I think this is great. So in actuality, with the documentary retrospect, it opens up this time capsule on this whole particular era that was frozen in time. Mm. And whereas you actually see the behind the scenes stuff, the archive footage, it's never before seen footage.
Okay.
that people, I mean, actually shooting actually 35 millimeter feature. Is low budget and independent. We shot about $500,000, something like that.
Uh-huh.
But we completed a feature film, and it actually show you, I mean, the scenes, the rehearsals, and what it took to get it in the can.
So listen, let's end with this. This is one of the things we talked about. We got this feature. We've got the behind the scenes. What's coming up next for you? Like, what are you working on next, Frasier?
Well, Phil Hopkins, myself, and Jim Markovic, and my partner, Dr. Mike James, is production partners. And we're working on Crackdown, the next phase, which is Crackdown next 30 years.
Oh,
which is an actual drama now. And we're going to bring one of the main characters back who was in jail for 30 years. But now it gets 30 years ahead of time now, and you have all these new drugs. And now it's Crackdown meets Billions, because now we're talking about Wall Street is involved.
Yep.
And the hood is involved. I mean, and not only that, we're going to take some of the old footage from the actual feature and put it in flashbacks, et cetera, which is going to be very unique. How we're going to do it. It's going to be an hour show.
Sounds fantastic. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, and that's one of the things. We also got a feature. So Phil, we're developing Crackdown, Crackdown 30 years later. That's in development. The script is ready and everything. And we also have a feature.
His name is Frazier Prince. His film is available on Fandor right now. Everyone, check out Crackdown Big City Blues. Frazier Prince, on behalf of me and Chris and Bryn, we wish you nothing.
Thanks
but
so
the
much.
Best.
Thanks for having me. Right.
Have a good one.
All right, brother.
Thanks for tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by Fandor. Sign up online or in the app for a free 1-week trial. Playing now in Fandor is Coach of the Year. In this film, a former professional football player returns from the Vietnam War after being paralyzed. He tries to secure a job as a football coach, but is unsuccessful. After visiting a juvenile correction facility, he decides to become a coach there. That's FANDOR, the home for cinephiles.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.